Blackstone Audio presents Toehold by Stephen H. Foreman. To Jamie Donnelly, who kept the faith and kept the faith and kept the faith and kept it. Something new had been set loose across the land. The locals called it a breakup. True, the river remained 3 feet thick with ice, in some places 4, but in other spots the ice had definitely begun to move. The underwater currents now flowed swiftly, responding to the warmth of a spring sun that appeared, finally, in the northern sky after months of Arctic night. Only a week ago the temperature had been 50 below, but Toehold, Alaska, knew that breakup was only days away. If you lived in Toehold and didn't have a calendar tacked to the wall of your cabin, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the last long week of a grinding winter and the first sneak peek of spring. Most of the folks accepted the winter months with grace and pride. If you didn't want the weather, what the hell were you doing here? But people got grumpy when the sun didn't appear as expected. When it finally did come out, even the geezers had smiles on their faces. Suddenly, the snow glittered like a mirror ball on prom night. It made you want to dance. Arctic spring also brought an end to the uncommon silence of that deeply frozen other world that called itself a river. Spring brought the screams, groans, and great cracking shots of ice as agglomerations the size of industrial-strength refrigerators fractured, heaved up out of the river, and ground against each other with a sound like locomotives slamming on the brakes. Each year, the Forest Service hired people to walk the rivers and report back on the progress of the breakup. It was a cold and lonely way to spend the time, but there was an upside. It paid real cash money in a place where a wolverine's hide was considered a good week's work. This year, the job went to Mary Ellen Madden, called Mel, and she didn't even have to apply for it. Old Fritz McFadden, a sourdough who had prospected, hunted, trapped, and connived for the better part of 70 years in the country, had monitored the river for the past 10. But Fritz had a boil on his ass the size of a jawbreaker and was also incommoded by a major dose of influenza. He couldn't walk 3 steps without the world starting to swirl, and the prospect of bouncing around on a snowmobile with a fester that size was inconceivable. So, when Mel stopped by to see if he needed anything, Fritz said he'd cut her a deal. He knew she could use the money. That was no big secret. Everybody...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?